just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
Yes, indeed. We are talking about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. The world's greatest sports talk radio show. We by far have the best intro out of any sports talk radio show anywhere in the world that's ever existed, period.
Can't honk if you're with me if you get down on that intro every single time, y'all.
Honk if you're with us.
Come on. That stuff only gets you juice. It has to.
100. 100. I'm your host, Joe, of course, alongside me, as always, partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Isomaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
And of course, we have our resident degenerate, the one, the only, Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
And we, of course, we have the five-time reigning, all-world, dad joke telling, Mac driving, the one, the only, willing, stealing.
Hole in one getting.
That's right. Statman Brad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Great weekend.
It absolutely was. Absolutely. And we'll get into it in a second. Yep. So give us, let me
I'll give you a few seconds.
Let me get us there. Okay. Once again, make sure you follow us, TBP Not A Game, TBP Not A Game on Instagram. Follow us. We'll follow you back. We currently have a contest going on, I believe, for a $25 gift card at Parkside. So gone.
That's a couple drinks right there, you know? Yeah.
No doubt. And it's easy. All you got to do is tag people. You know what I'm saying? 65056.
They all know now.
That's the code to my phone for all of you trying to sneak around and get into my data there. Uh-oh.
Here, say it again. Does he? Let's see.
Nope. It's 2 zeros in a row, sir. All right. Let's do this together.
There it is.
Hey! Let's
go. Only got it one time, guys, unfortunately.
Well, it is what it is. We're back in. We're back on. Let's go. All right, we got a lot to get to. We got hoops, we got MLB and the sticky icky. But first, I want to wish everyone out there a happy Flag Day. Flag Day, the origin started in 1777, believe it or not, by a Wisconsin school teacher.
We didn't even have a flag then, did we?
Yeah, we did.
I mean, yeah, we did, but did we have... I mean, obviously, the flag has many changed.
First of all, Betsy Ross did not invent the flag.
Like that was always kind of like a slight urban myth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's inaccurate. She didn't. Her family, after she passed, made up the story that she designed the flag.
Oh, well. There we go. Really? T-Rexes are real, though.
Yeah, exactly. So, happy Flag Day. More importantly, happy anniversary to my grandmother. Her and my grandfather got married on this day.
Back in 1777, yeah.
Yeah, back in 1777.
Wow, that's a long time.
Back in 1952, today would have marked 69 years of marriage. They made it 64 before my gramps was like, all right, I'm out of here. I'm up out the paint. But I got to see her right before I came down here, so I got to wish her a happy anniversary. And shouts to you. All right, speaking of big anniversaries and big things happening in the TBP crew, we have monster news, guys. Brad got a hole in one, baby!
People in this group, I thought it was going to be like one of you two, Derek or Jarrell.
Just sheer dumb luck.
Exactly. Yeah. Just sheer dumb luck because John and I have been at it a little bit longer. I was like, you know what? It's going to be one of you two. Just dumb luck going to happen.
And that's usually how it goes down.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
Those.
I've heard of a lot of people just going there for the first time and getting a hole in one. I'm like, I hate
we were long
so
past
much.
That point, me and Joe, I felt. Like, but we were still, long past the sheer dumb luck. We were just dumb.
Yeah.
No luck in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, nope. Zero luck.
Zero luck. You, on the other hand, actually have a little bit of luck. Combining that skill and opportunity when they come together, that happens to you, and you got the hole in one.
You know, got the
and
hole
that's,
in
that's
one.
That's precious moments right there.
It was. I mean, coming back to it, especially after COVID, and actually got broke 90 for the first time ever on that course too. Damn. Yeah.
So
where I was at the links over at Rolling Hills, so Seviana Links.
Okay.
That was a great Actually, really good condition. Surprised at how well it was maintained. So,
nice. No, obviously the ads that you see are obviously catered towards you. You don't see the same ads out there. But my goodness, is golf popular out there?
It really is.
Just truly blown up. It is all over the place. Guys and gals are all out there doing it together. It's fantastic. Golf's the future, it feels like.
That's no like, one besides Jeff Bezos has benefited more from the pandemic than I would say golf.
Yeah.
As golf has. The entire game, just because people had nothing to do, nowhere to go, and one of the only things that remained open, at least in our area, was golf courses. Mm-hmm. They shut down for like a week or so, and then they're like, all right, is there another game in which brings people together but keeps you more separate?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, ask John Rahm.
Well,
yeah, I feel like that'd be a different story for him.
All right, that's fair. All right, that's fair. Way to bring the show back down. We're trying to be on a high here.
COVID! Yeah. Still there.
Big weekend for the squad, huh? You got a hole in one.
Then something else happened too. Yeah.
I feel like the hole in one was a little bit bigger, but you know.
It's more rare.
I'll say that. Yeah.
Oh, 100%. That's more rare.
But yeah, I got engaged.
Yeah.
Shout out to the beautiful Steph.
Shout out
to my fiancée.
Fiancée?
Yeah, it's a fiancée.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Oh, yeah, a woman who's getting engaged is a fiancée.
You're the fiancée.
I'm the fiancée. So we've been saying it wrong for a long time. But yeah. So
I feel like this is just some like suck up stuff you're just kind of throwing at us because you are now fiance.
This is just the beginning.
I mean, you got to pour one out for the homies, so everyone, you know, tip your caps out.
Yes, sir.
First one down for the count.
Yeah.
Jordan
was the first one off the schneid there. Shout out to all 10 girls that stopped following me on Instagram today. They found out their hopes and dreams were dashed.
Unfollow.
I am no longer
that one. Unfollow.
Yeah,
I feel like you saved them some years of scrutiny, pain.
I 100% did.
Exactly. That's what's happening.
Yeah,
It's all on Steph at this point.
Just cut ties now while you're at it.
But good for them. I appreciate it.
It's time to move on. You know.
Yeah, it's time to move on. Yeah. You cannot have a 36-year-old who's washed up. I am taken. But no, thank you to everyone. A lot of people showed support. One thing that's annoying in this social media age is people were legit upset that they didn't already know. It's like, bro, I haven't even posted because I haven't even told all my family yet, you know? And it was kind of, you know, people would tell people and like people were hitting me up like, yo, bro, what the F? You didn't let me know? It's like, bro, I'm sorry. You weren't the first person I called. Yeah. There was like other people that I felt were more involved in this development. You know what I mean?
Totem poles, y'all. We all have them in our lives and they're all is a linear equation in which you can get to people.
You can't have them all at once.
Right?
Yeah. Know your place.
Yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of my fiancée, she brought up a great point.
Is it really fiancée? I'm really hung up on this right now.
You know what? I'm going to look this up.
I don't know.
Just
the way you say it, too.
Yeah, no.
You sound pretentious.
You really do. Yeah, that's maybe
it does sound pretentious.
No, you sound pretentious.
I understand, but okay, that's just what it is. That's what it is. Go ahead and stop me and Brad, look it up. But she did bring up a great point, and I just want to hit this real quick.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When people tell you they're proud of you and they have nothing to do with what they're proud of. Like, if you haven't even met Steph, don't tell me you're proud of me. And if you didn't help raise me or you weren't around as we were growing up, like growing this thing, don't tell me you're proud of me. If you haven't seen me in 10 years and like we used to hoop together, don't tell me you're proud of me. Just be like, congrats and keep it pushing. Like, what are you proud of? How do you take any pride in this? You know what
I'm
I mean?
I'm trying to think, like, how would I?
I mean, there's something I could see is they could be happy for you.
No doubt. But so you guys have been around as you guys have known me for a long time. You've known Steph much longer than I have.
Yeah.
So you could say, hey, I'm proud of you guys. That's cool. Yeah. You know, like, you've been there, you've been around.
For sure.
And that's fine. But if I haven't talked to you in 10 years, you didn't help raise me, you didn't coach me, and you're just like a peer of mine, and you haven't been around, and you're like, hey, I'm proud of you, it's like, you don't know me anymore.
Yeah, well, in today's world, everyone thinks they know a certain person just because of
social media. Yeah.
So they might feel like they're part of your life, but they're really not.
Yeah. Case in point, the 10 ladies that stopped following them. They thought they were following something else and then realized reality hit them in the face.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, ladies. this hot commodity is off the market.
So, Jero's right. Fiancé is a woman who's betrothed. The fiancé is a man who's betrothed.
Well, my sister, Erin, you know, yeah. she just texted me as well, telling me that when it's women, it's with two E's.
Yep.
Yeah.
But she says it's said the same way.
Oh, it is. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, now I just sound like an a-hole.
Yeah.
An ignorant a-hole. And that's what Steph is marrying.
So. There we go.
To you, babe. Good luck to you.
Oh, man.
You chose that one.
Yeah, man. Really fooled her. I did it. She knows I'm an idiot. So, all right.
There's no facade there. You can't really. There is no chance for.
No, I can't hide the fact that I'm dumb.
No matter what, you put so much effort into the facade, it just becomes you anyway.
Yeah. Well, I think she was like, "Well, he's dumb enough.
Yeah.
I can run this." And shout out to her having the foresight. Long before we were even dating, she told her homegirls, Sarah and Ash. She was like, "He doesn't know it yet, but he's going to marry me." So. Fellas, all women out there have an evil master plan, okay? And if you're included in it, hey, good luck to you. So that's where we're at. Let's talk sports, shall we?
I guess so. I might as well.
Oh, yeah. That is right. We are a sports talk show.
A lot going on.
Kind of. Yeah. All right. I mean, occasionally we touch on the sports stuff.
We're a sports talk show.
Let's talk hoop, shall we? Obviously, Derek's been super into basketball, so I'm going to start every question with you.
Please do, yes. I have been so engaged right now.
Actually,
all the stats.
Let's do it this way. I'm going to throw a topic to you, and I just want you to BS it.
Okay.
All right. Chris Paul makes a second ever Western Conference Finals. He played great in this round, did he not?
My goodness, Chris Paul. I totally thought the guy was gone. Like, washed out. How the hell? I mean, the funniest guy out there in the league right now running around, a great ass, though, I got to say. Chris Paul, it looks...
Oh, he's got a proper butt.
Got a proper butt butt.
Wow. Proper butt butt. That's a good butt butt.
Butt butt. Either way, this man, don't know where he came from. How the hell is he still doing it out there?
Yeah.
It's beyond me. Dude just setting pick and rolls, running this Suns team like it's little. He's a puppet master out there.
Yep.
Nice. And he's got a nice young core of people who are easily well-minded. You can mold those minds. That's what I'm trying to say. They're very malleable, these minds. Yes. And Chris Paul is the proper figure to lead him into the promised land. This is the first chance the Suns have a legitimate chance to win an actual championship without having the round mound of rebound there. Not having to face Michael Jordan. So.
What do you think of Chris Paul being the first player ever to hit 6 consecutive mid-range jumpers, which is the most random stat I've ever heard in a playoff game?
Well, at this point in time, the mid-range game is gone.
Yeah.
So the fact that it's still happening is kind of spectacular. And shouts to Chris Paul for keeping it alive. I mean, the guy's an old-school dude.
Yep.
He's an old-school baller. You can see that in him in this day and age right now.
Yeah.
He's a proper hooper, though. No matter what, the guy is a proper hooper, runs that team very well.
Yep.
And having a guy like Devin Booker, who is the proper guy for him to be with, and they have DeAndre Ayton as well, that team is well-balanced. They got it all working, cooking for them. No wonder why they are the Suns, okay? You don't want to go up against the Suns. You're going to lose. You face the Sun, you stare at it for 5 minutes, you're done, you know?
That's great analysis. Wow, right? I really, really appreciate it.
Plus, those uniforms, fire.
Yeah, the Valley ones.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the fire. Black Valley.
Yeah, and especially with Devin Booker rolling up and all the rides that he's been
rolling up. All the old school whips. Yeah,
respected that too.
Yeah.
Do you think they have a celebratory group orgy afterwards? Is that happening? Do you think those? That's do they have to do that? Is that like a ceremony they have to do just to keep the thing rolling?
What? Did I miss something here?
Yeah, so during the bubble last year, the Phoenix Suns flew in an Instagram model, and she performed Falaise. on many members of the Suns.
Hey,
and then went on to go brag about it on a podcast, which is the strangest flex ever.
But I mean, they did go 8-0.
I think there was just one. Was there two?
I
think it was just one.
Two in a podcast.
She was busy. So, shouts to her. And they did go 8-0. So
I mean, it worked. It worked.
Yeah, it worked. Yeah,
bonding moments, y'all. They're important for teams.
No doubt. No doubt. No, Chris Paul is a player from a previous generation. I mean, almost every point guard nowadays is a shoot-first point guard. Mm-hmm. And Chris Paul is one of the smartest players in the league. The way he sets up the offense if you just watch him from game to game, it's pretty remarkable the way he plays. So, shouts to Chris Paul.
And he has a Kobe Bryant-esque competitive edge to him, too. Mm-hmm. Which is he doesn't like losing. He's lost a lot. This is going to be his second time in a conference finals, correct?
Yeah.
First time,
Houston,
yeah. Yep. So this is his first legit chance to actually make the finals. And as much as I have definitely thrown Chris Paul underneath the bus, out of sheer comedy's sake, guy's a good dude no matter what. Other than your State Farm commercials are awful, but
horrible.
That's beside the point. They really are. They're terrible.
They're annoying.
They're terrible.
Man,
yeah.
I mean, I don't. I will say the LeBron James commercial was probably the worst thing an athlete has ever done, but collectively as a whole, the State Farm collection is like just awful. It's just I don't know how to rank them. They're just so bad. But I really hope for him right now. This team's they're a fun team from what I'm watching. Obviously, it's a lot of Suns basketball. A lot of Suns basketball. Really hopped on that wagon. It's easy to when they knock out the Lakers. easy to.
Yeah, no, the...
And, I gotta give a shout-out to that Suns fans in the stands in Nuggets Arena giving them guys the business.
Ooh.
Did you not see that? My goodness.
That was an epic video.
Guy had the Anakin Skywalker low ground and took down that Obi-Wan high ground and said, I got your sabers, and I give you the two-piece with them.
Yep.
All right.
And not only that, he also threw up four afterwards.
Suns in four.
Suns in four.
He did.
Let him know.
A prophet right there, yes.
Everyone saw that video in the locker room and were like, we got to do this for them.
Yep. It does sound like Devin Booker is trying to find out who that man is. And,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
he did,
cool.
Yeah, you deliver a two-piece and a biscuit and then say Suns in four.
Yeah.
And he got two guys and he
dropped them both.
Yeah. Well, he took one shirt over the other one of those guys. I don't know how you can do that. That's kind of hard with the jersey on, but Suns dude.
Fighting upwards, too.
Yeah.
And then guy took his chain. Guys, don't wear chains out there at times. If you're trying to get in, it's an easy thing to grab onto. And makes you an easy target.
Dude tried to sucker punch him, and he got held, dude.
I mean, I really do wonder what the full story is, how it actually started, because we only just jumped into a quick moment in that.
My guess is booze.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Usually booze. So.
Most likely, because the Nuggets are, they see their demise, and it was a tough series for them.
Yeah, but shouts, if you deliver a two-piece and a biscuit and then predict your team winning in a sweep, in the other person's stadium,
that's the impressive thing.
You talk about big dick Cheney measuring contest. That guy's got the biggest dick Cheney in the world.
He is winning right now.
100%.
I do have to give a quick shout out to the Nuggets, Nikola Jokic, in that moment when he did like that swipe down on and Devin Booker came at him. He had the face of like, you're not going to do anything to me right now.
What's your name again?
Yeah. Like you think you'd hear him say, like, what are you going to do about it?
NBA players are the kings of. Hold me back. I would if you didn't hold me back. If you didn't hold me back, you see him nowadays like looking for it. Like, all right,
come man, come here.
Yeah,
all right, come on, man.
Yeah, I'm glad if he wasn't here, if he wasn't standing between us.
They need to bring that in, I feel. Like, adopt what hockey does. All right, come on, y'all. We need to have those moments in time.
That
would be awesome, you know?
And you know how many players would not swing?
You know how many people would start? They wouldn't bark at, like, you know.
80% of the league would swing.
Yeah, Patrick Beverly would be suspended every other week.
P.J. Tucker would be in that same
place. Because just the amount of people you could just, like, call out, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it would be that's Draymond. A great way to police the league right there, you know? Players policing players.
I would love it. Yeah, let them just square up. Who cares?
You know, Nikola Jokic versus Devin Booker. I'll actually be tuning in for that. You know, I don't have to make anything up. I'd actually be watching the game if I had that possibility of happening.
I'm with you. Let's get to some more hoops on the back end, because there is a lot going on in the NBA playoffs right now. But I do want to get to the sticky icky in the major league. I said that.
You know, I'm gonna stop
Thank
you right
you.
There.
Go ahead, set me up.
All right. So we had a caller also confirming what Aaron had said. Even though it has two E's, it's still fiance. So, all right, well, there we go. Hey,
Beyonce, hey. Please.
Yeah, come on.
Sounded come weird. On. I've never heard anyone
guys,
say that.
Guys, I can barely read. Okay, shout out to Chico State because I still got two bachelor's degrees. Okay, but I can barely read.
All right? What a steal. What a steal.
So, hey, babe, I got you. We're going to raise two little idiots.
And by, wow, two. Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, we're going to get two dogs sooner than
that. Oh. Well, you already have one
like
idiot.
Ishi. They're yeah. already doomed.
Well, yeah. Our dog is dumb.
Bless her soul.
Yeah. Oh, so cute. Yeah.
Bless her soul, yes. Bless but
so great, dumb.
Yeah. Not the
Derek would know. Derek dog sat her for the last four days, 5 days. And yeah, you can attest. Cute as hell, just super dumb.
I mean, she gets the bare minimum.
Yeah, well, I think she is kind of running a racket on us.
Yeah.
Because, like, when she wants something, all of a sudden she knows how to sit. Yeah. She knows how to lay down.
Like but every other dog. Do
yeah, but other than that, she's just like, huh?
What? Like, she just goes, the way she gets lost in very much moments and, like, yeah. has no wherewithal around her.
Yeah. It's she doesn't yeah. understand personal space.
Yeah.
Like space in general, because she just barrels through things as if they don't exist. So
not very graceful.
Yeah, no, not at
we'll
all.
We'll step on your Dick Cheney if you're lying on the couch.
Yes, she
yeah.
will.
Oh yeah.
Or punch you in the balls, Cheney.
Okay, back to baseball.
Right,
let's go back to baseball. Oh.
How do we get on this one right now?
I have right. no idea.
From Dick Cheney to Sticky Icky.
There
you
go. Yeah, yeah.
You're an idiot.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, sorry. I'm an idiot.
Shouts to the callers and to Aaron for teaching yes. us our ways.
Fiancé. Right. Shouts to the fiancé. Go ahead.
Sticky Icky.
Sticky Icky.
Oh, gosh.
No sense.
Yeah, so it's actually kind of, I mean, they've been doing this whole, like, pine tar. There's been other foreign substances, but they've been doing this for so long. I don't know. Like, it's become more of an issue because, I mean, you've been seeing the batting average go down and down this year. It baffles me that it's become this big of an issue today, but I don't know. You had Garrett Cole was the front runner of this whole entire issue. And what was it? Trevor Bauer was the one fighting heavily against it.
But he was calling out pitchers from yeah. the get-go years ago
yeah.
about them doing this. Because the whole idea in baseball right now for pitchers is spin rate.
Yeah.
You get your RPMs up on the ball.
Yep.
It can do nasty things. It can create the 30% droppage rate
yeah.
on your curveball.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Like the higher up, the spin rate, the dirtier the slider, the curve,
well,
whatever
no,
it is.
I understand that part. But
yeah.
did you say Garrett Cole lost 100 RPM?
He lost 100 yeah. RPM on his
The average
on his
RPM
pitches.
Right now on there is around 24. Is like anything about 2,400 RPM is good. Is it
yeah.
very good?
Okay.
There are very few pitchers that can reach the 3,000 RPM rate, and it's happened on very few occasions. Trevor Bauer being one of them. I think Garrett Cole is in there as well.
But
it doesn't happen. But Trevor Bauer is looking sus because he has very high of those numbers of the 3,000 RPM rate. But he has been the guy at the forefront fighting against this. Now, he has been finding spin rate in new ways in his offseason training. So
yeah.
he's kind of ahead of the curve on this. So he might be finding new ways to do it without the sticky icky.
Yeah, and on the spin rate, you don't lose it like normally throughout the season unless there's an injury. So for Garrett Cole to have no injury for that much of a drop, I mean, yeah, it was a couple hundred within a range of this doesn't happen unless you're yeah. injured, and there's no report of injury, yep. and he has not said he's injured. And the fact that he was actually asked if he'd use spider stick or spider tack.
Yeah.
And then his response to it
was epic.
You knew right then and there that reporter yeah. caught him.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know anything about this. well, yes, you like, know everything about
he
this.
He pleaded the 10-second pause, and then he started
yeah.
talking about
he pleaded
it.
The like, fifth in that moment. But it's actually kind of interesting. Since the MLB has kind of cracked down, I was watching the MLB game right before I came in,
mm-hmm.
the Cubs versus the Mets. And Tim Kirchen was on there talking about this very substance, the very thing right now, the mm-hmm. spider tack usage. And he was saying that since the MLB has come out saying they're going to crack down on this, they have seen in the past, I think once a couple weeks or whatever mm-hmm. long is going on, they've seen an 11-point jump in the average batting average.
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. 11 points in that quick of a time. So you might be seeing pitchers not using this stuff
yeah.
anymore. So it's unfortunate for baseball because, once again, we are having a fantastic season.
Mm-hmm.
It is great California season. Is rocking top to bottom,
yep.
north to south, that is looking
yep.
beautiful.
Yeah.
Everyone's in it. You have the Shohei Ohtani going on in Anaheim.
Insane
like,
what he's
insane
doing.
Insane what he's doing yeah. down there.
You've got the great show in San Diego from Tatis. That Slam Diego, as much as I hate that, whatever. They're still fantastic. Yeah,
they're
great
calling themselves really Slam Diego.
Yeah.
I mean,
they did that when they
Slam
did
Diego. Slam they Diego home runs all the time.
Well, because
it's like the Bronx Bombers. It's the Slam Diego. It's
Slam Diego is a terrible nickname. And how about win a playoff series? Okay,
they got it from the last year's. When they're in the bubble and they have just had like a series of like hitting grand slams left and right.
Yeah, okay. Again, how about win a playoff series? Let's talk.
Either way, they're still a fun team to watch. And obviously, Giants Dodgers, we're in a great, great, epic rivalry going on.
Yep.
It's back. And not just in California, across the nation, MLB is going great. White Sox are looking fantastic out there. You've got the Tampa Bay Rays leading baseball with the record. You've got Boston in the mix.
Boston, too. Phillies.
New York Yankees, who thought would be great, are sucking, which that is great for us right now. I love when that happens. It's beautiful to see that happening. You're seeing parity left and right. Can't forget the Oakland A's. We'll never forget the Oakland A's. Y'all are just always there, no matter what.
Every year.
Right in the mix.
And for this to happen, like it seems like the only scandals that ever happened in sports are just in the MLB.
Yeah. The Oakland A's are the blue balls of the majors.
not only that, but there's all these unwritten rules that people are trying to enforce still. It's like, okay, these are not scandals anymore. They've been using pine tar. They've been using spider tack forever. Spider tack's a newer one, but it's still so dumb that we're still having these talks about the foreign substances, and it's helping the game, in my opinion.
How is it helping the game? Explain that.
I mean, pitching is up like no other right now.
No one wants to watch a pitching duel.
Okay, sorry. Apparently, I'm the... Okay, they took away steroids. What else do you guys have? There's no more... You can't use steroids. You're not going to have those big home runs.
Steroids was awesome for Major League.
I agree.
No
you started having those home run battles.
Backwards more as an entire league than... Majors for go then why do I keep saying the major leagues?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on
for baseball.
No one has hustled backwards as a league more than Major League Baseball.
There you go. That's better.
By villainizing steroids when they should have been like, yeah, let's actually allow these dudes to do steroids in the clubhouse because you know what? It was awesome for the game.
The
game has never been more popular, and now the game has really suffered, I feel, because it's either home run or bust almost at every at bat. And when these pitchers' ERAs are the highest on average ever and batting is at the lowest and slugging percentage is at the lowest we've ever seen, that's not good for the game. So getting rid of the sticky icky, I'm all for.
Now, one thing I will say, the philosophy in baseball has really transformed into one where it is home run or bust.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing pitchers not with that same mentality. It's strikeout or bust.
Yeah,
to a certain degree.
Exactly.
What we need to do is we need to have a philosophy change. The fact like
it goes back to the old school days of
like hitting ground balls, making that infield work for you.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll get the punch outs, but get the fact that you're just having baseball happen in its purest form, where it's that diamond moving around in beautiful fashion. You're seeing the shortstops working beautifully with the second baseman and creating fantastic double plays. That's what
Agreed.
You need to do. And pitchers are always going for the strikeout.
And you've always had you've had this new change to the shift, and these players have not been able to adjust. Now they're all complaining about how the shift is ruining their game. It's like back in the day, they still had the shift. It wasn't as drastic as this, but they learned to hit the opposite way. If they were going to cheat the third baseman over a little bit more, guess what? They bunted down to the third baseline. These things happen. So the players are not adjusting to what's happening. I don't think the sticky icky is helping out, like, to an extreme. It's just people are going with that home run or bust. They're not trying to actually see the ball hit the ball.
All right. Hot take alert. You analytics nerds are ruining sports. Straight up. The three-point ball in the NBA has ruined watching the NBA. It really has.
Yeah.
And I love hoop. And obviously my squad, the Warriors, Steph Curry, has made it a trend and has changed the way we play the game. And I love watching Steph. But my God, these teams that come out and chuck 43s a game and at best are shooting 32% from three, not super entertaining. I want to see a 6'7 dude drive to the rack and try to dunk on a 7-footer. That's what I want to see. But you nerds out here who never played sports, crunchy numbers are ruining the game. Just like you did in basketball, you're doing the same in baseball. And don't worry, NFL, they're coming for you, too. They're trying to ruin you,
too.
Well,
I feel like the baseball's always had the nerves from the get-go.
Yeah, but these new analytics have really, really ruined the game. And it's just... That's why we are in a home run or bust situation, because you know the best way to score a run? To not have to depend on anyone else and just hit it over the fence.
No, I feel like it's something else. I mean, the chicks dig the long ball. That's really why
they're all doing it. They don't just do it for the chicks to dig the long ball. At some point in time, there has to be, and the NX have been saying that, that's what they want to do. You want to get runs on the board, start swinging for the fences. But at this point, they need it. I think there has to be that philosophy change.
Well, it's shown that it doesn't work anymore. The swing for the fences, you get your all these runs. I mean, home runs have jumped up, but if you don't have runners on the pond, you're not really getting anything. You're getting one run. Congratulations. And you're only up four times a game. If you have your one big home run hitter, you get maybe, what, one every 16 to 17 at-bats? That's one every couple games?
When did we become this show? Yeah. When did we become this show, guys?
Like, are you talking about baseball?
Nerds right now? I don't know what happened to the show. We've had Brad on the show for years, and
I love every bit of this right now.
More
loving this
in the last few weeks than we have in years.
The Giants are good, and the Dodgers are good.
Yeah, because you think about how great the Giants have played, and then you look at the standings, and the Dodgers are one game behind the Giants.
Yeah,
it's crazy, and I believe San Diego is only like three or four back. Three back. Yeah. Yep. They're three back right now. So, it's not like the Giants have been struggling. They're 6-4 in the last 10. The problem is,
except for the last four, though. We hit 145.
Yeah, that was rough.
Four games.
Yeah. I was in Montana. I didn't pay much attention.
That
but
was pretty ugly series.
Oh, you poor thing.
Probably should have vetted that first. But the Dodgers are 7-3 in their last 10. So
it's
hard to make up any distance between them. And you really think the NL West is going to come down to the last few weeks of the season, which is great for baseball.
It's not just California's popping. That makes baseball kind of connected, you know, because no matter what, the East Coast is always going to be into it. They have that.
No doubt.
The Midwest loves their baseball. You get California involved into it, you're good, MLB.
Yeah.
You're good. So keep on keeping on, boys, because I want to see a tight finish because that's just going to make the game fantastic. It's going to make us all super engaged, even though I hate sweating it. Oh, man, I sweat.
But it'll make it fun.
I got to say, there's going to be a good series to watch just with all this going on at the end of the year. October 1st through the 3rd, the Padres versus the Giants at the end of the year. Wow. Last three games of the year.
Damn.
So I'm hoping it stays this close this whole time because, honestly, that series might determine who wins the division.
NL West. It could determine the wild card.
That series could determine whether the Dodgers jump in because somebody sweeps.
Yeah, remember 2010.
Yeah, exactly.
The Giants.
I bet
had
you the Padres
the
remember it.
I bet most of those Padres, the front office, remembers it.
That was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
11.
11, technically.
Well, I guess like all these new Padres fans probably didn't realize they had a chance in 2010.
Won, right? I think we won, didn't we?
Yeah. What?
Yeah, we did.
In 2010? Wait, you don't remember? Stop.
It was a joke.
That was a bad joke.
He was joking. Hey, it takes one to know one. This is Talk About Practice right here on FM 90.1 KZFR. People-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Want to give a shout? Oh, my God.
Just because you're engaged doesn't mean forget how to do things.
Man, you should have seen me try to stumble over my words asking someone to spend the rest of their life with me. Let's try this again. Talking About Practice is made possible.
Great confidence builder right there.
By Dreet Trail Print Shop, a small local Chico screen printer that loves great design, small businesses, musicians, educators, and creative customers. Cheap Trail Print Shops specializes in water-based screen printing to bring your vision to life. More information at 530-415-6244 and at JeepTrailPrint.com. All right. Thank you to Jeep Trail Print. Shouts to our friends over at North Rim Adventure Sports, as always, for the continued support. Want to let y'all know we're doing a silent social pledge drive right now. Pretty modest goal. Usually our goal is around 60 G's. We're only doing 25,000 right now. Multiple ways you can go ahead and contribute. You can go ahead and call 601-340-KZFR. That's 601-340-KZFR. Another way you can help out, you just go online, kzfr.org, and click Tip the Show. Money doesn't go to us. It goes to the station so we could buy new things, like a Wi-Fi booster, which we definitely need so we could stay on live on IG and communicate with y'all and show y'all behind the curtains. But we're independent. We don't get any major corporate oversight. So we could use your help, ladies and gentlemen. Again, you go tip the show, kzfr.org. Or you could call 601-340-KZFR. And remember, it's a tax write-off. You get money back at the end of the year. So you get to do a good thing, and it's essentially free. So what's better than that? Feel better about your life and what you're doing and giving back to someone else, and then get reimbursed for it. I mean, come on, guys. What's better than that? And the answer is nothing. All right. It's that time of the week. Derek Ismaki with the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Ismaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. So many to go to right now. I mean, I got to cut some of them out right now. Can't use them all. Too much time. Because this is going to take us. I know where these stories are going to take us. And I'm very excited. So gird your loin, boys. Because here we go. Ever been inside a whale before?
Dude.
Jonah has, and so has this guy from Massachusetts, a lobster diver, Mr. Michael Packard. He's a lobster diver off of Cape Cod of the Whale Fleet. When apparently he was 45 deep underneath the ocean, getting his lobster on, his crustaceans, the cockroaches of the ocean. Side note, cockroaches, worst thing on this planet. I want to say.
Oh, agreed.
Worst thing.
There's nothing worse than a cockroach.
Everything, for the most part, has like some type of purpose. Like, I know you might say, what's the purpose of a mosquito? Like, mosquitoes, obviously, they're terrible, but malaria is a nice way of keeping population in check, okay?
Agreed.
We need that every once in a while.
Agreed.
Okay? But cockroaches do absolutely nothing except scare the bejesus out of you when you're walking into your kitchen. Blah, there's one right there.
They're and I'm gnarly. Like, what you said, they're big, too.
They are. They're huge. They're massive, and they do absolutely nothing. Like, if they actually could, like, maybe be poisonous and kill me, then my fear would be legitimately real.
Yeah.
And I'd feel like, okay, I don't feel that bad of being scared by it. But I am still scared by something that does absolutely nothing to you, has no real problem, but is just disgusting.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Cockroaches, you're the bane of my existence.
Agreed.
Yeah. The fact that they can still survive nuclear explosions, quote unquote, that's just awful. Like, that's just awful.
It's not right.
We need to get rid of them somehow. Okay, so beside the way, back to whale jokes. So guy, lobster diving, getting his cockroach searching on, got himself into a beluga whale. Brad's been there before, but no.
I don't know how to respond to that, except for...
That's it, right?
No.
They're good.
Allegations, allegedly. Allegedly.
So the rumors are true, then, huh?
No, they're alleged. They're alleged.
So Packard, being swallowed by this whale...
She was a nice lady, okay?
Scary period for his life. Who wouldn't? You're inside a whale right there, okay? Like sometimes whales are like...
His whole body was in the whale.
He was swallowed whole, okay? God. I know some guys want that, but not this time, okay? You did not want to be swallowed whole this time, okay? It was not the right type of whole. And,
well, please tell me you was spit out then.
Getting to the point right now. Way to burst the bubble right now. They climax way too soon, man, okay? Wow, typical Brad.
Back to the whale.
Packard, scared for his life right now, who would it be? You're inside a whale right now. You know what's happening. In there for roughly 30 seconds, was able to breathe because he had a breathing apparatus on as he's diving for lobsters 45 feet below the ocean floor. Luckily, him started shaking inside the beluga whale was spit out by said whale. Luckily, he was able to get back to shore. Continued lobster diving, though. Didn't stop him. Only had a couple cuts and bruises. No major damage to him whatsoever.
Really?
So obviously you think the beluga whale thought something else. He obviously thought it was a shark that got him. But we didn't feel any teeth biting down on him whatsoever. He's like, no, this ain't a shark.
Cheetah.
Lucky. Wow. That's insane.
You can't even trust a beluga whale. Yeah. This is what I'm saying. Wow. Why do we keep going into the ocean? Okay, I think the ocean has been like, yo, y'all aren't welcome here.
The wilderness must be explored. I wish Instagram Live was on because that was a nice Disney reference. I'm going to go mute myself now.
Yeah. Well, I would prefer you just left for a little bit.
Yeah. That was a little... That was.
What is
on? What just happened? It's Kevin from Up, okay?
It's what?
Kevin from Up.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
The wilderness must be explored. No, the little guy.
You really don't need to say it again.
No.
Don't need to say it again.
Thank you.
I know what you're talking about.
Don't get him right now. Do not get him,
Rudy. No, understand me.
I understand.
Leave him alone.
I thought you muted and left.
Thank you.
I'm leaving.
Are we doing that again? Every time you say something stupid?
Yeah. He was back, so we
have
to.
I'm kicking people out. Yeah. I'm kicking people out again. Right. I'm back to kicking people
goodness.
Out.
Back to the John right. Bezos.
So careful out there. If you get into you find yourself in a whale, just shake violently and you might get out. Good life advice.
Good to know. Good to know.
Moving on. Okay. So we're going to tone it down a little bit because this is a pandemic, y'all. This I'm using this word seriously. There are way too many Girl Scout cookies out there, guys. Apparently, we didn't do our part, okay? Y'all didn't do your part this past year. Now, we have an overage of Girl Scout cookies. Roughly over 15 million boxes sit unsold.
Wow.
As the Girl Scouts didn't do their part this year. Come on, girls. What are y'all doing out there? Pandemic or not, you get out there and sell. Come on, the hustle don't stop. Why should you? But obviously, the coronavirus made things a little bit tougher to stand outside a grocery store and try to sell things. Wasn't really happening then. Too bad for those, you know, those guys that were just standing outside the grocery store trying to solicit you stuff. They must have had just a terrible time this year. All around.
That is true.
Sign this petition. Nope, not signing anything right now. And apparently we didn't buy our Girl Scout cookies.
So with that overage, do they give like a discount to try and maybe sell them?
I would think
them?
They would.
Like instead of $6, like, get like a $4 box?
I'd be able to do my part. Yeah, like I'll give you some, but I need a little...
Buy a box, get a box for free.
Like I'll throw down like for 5 boxes for $20, you know?
Now, can we help do a little, out? Like flip a little flippy route, you know? Like yeah. I'll buy some in bulk and then just, you know, I'll get to the grocery store selling again. Looks like we're at that point again where we can, so you know?
Right?
Yeah, I'm with that.
Come on, girls, hit the streets, all right? Start selling.
I need my crack dealers again.
That's
all right, mute yourself and get out again, please.
God.
Thank you.
Oh, dude, you didn't have to go. I
just don't understand.
Subtlety next time.
Oh, yeah, man. It's just, it was right there. All you had to do is let it sit.
You need a do-si-do out of here right now. Okay, there we go. That's how you do it, boy.
Yeah, why don't you go join the wilderness, okay? But don't leave for too long because we need you to put Aaron on. We actually need you.
You are a vital component of this.
We actually kind of need you.
Okay. All right. Man, this is a tough one right now. Okay.
Back to back.
I'll ask the crowd right now. I'll feel it out. Do you want to hear about Jeff Bezos trying to eat the Mona Lisa? Or do you want to hear about a certain type of fetish about getting stuck in places and trying to get out?
Fetish.
Jeff Bezos.
Oh, I don't want to be the tiebreaker.
You're the tiebreaker.
Oh, you got to be quicker than that, Drew.
Got to be quicker than that.
We're going to go fetish.
Yeah. All right.
Let's
well, this
it.
Is you chose wisely. You should either way you're going to be entertained, but this is you chose wisely. I wish I shouldn't have chosen for you, but you know, I wanted to spice it up. Here we go. So apparently there is a platform out there, as there is for everything nowadays in social media, where people like to see people get stuck in certain situations and have to get out. A little fetish porn, actually. No nudity involved, apparently. I mean, maybe if there is, that might spice things up even more. It might make it easier to get out, especially if you're naked and you don't know what clothes you get stuck on, and maybe oil yourself up and stuff. You know, that might be a way to do it.
Yeah.
But either way, we had ourselves a little TikToker, a little social influencer.
Of course, TikTok.
Good old Sydney Joe. Got herself in a predicament that she couldn't get out of. She had slid into a chair and couldn't slide out of it. And it got so bad that she actually had to have the fire department come over and get the jaws of life out to get her out of said chair.
Damn.
Now, the woman had said she's done dozens of videos in which she has put herself in compromising situations and has been able to get out of them. So she naturally thought when this happened, she can do it again. But nope. Hours pass, and there she's stuck in a chair, unable to get out of it. obviously, being a TikToker that she is, she still filmed the entire ordeal, and she's getting her steam back. So, apparently, if you want to gain a million followers, just get stuck in something. Getting stuck. Yeah, getting stuck, that might be a way. Like, now, this fetish stuff, I wonder if people are actually getting, like, climaxing to this. Like, are they,
okay,
like,
I'm not. Let's move on. You may have chose wrong.
Now I'm curious about this.
Right? Like, who, like, does that, are they, in, how are they getting off? How are they enjoying it?
There's crazy people out there.
No doubt.
My little brother was an accountant for a major company, sort of say, and he's told me every store and every fetishes and everything that a certain,
What was he doing for this company? Was he working for a porn company or something?
Yes, he was.
Oh.
Why haven't we had him on before, and why am I just finding out about this?
I don't know. It's a good question.
You're just now finding out about this? Yeah.
Yeah. Major player, or he was.
Well, this is a good podcast.
No, he's in Germany, but
wait, Germany? Him. Ooh,
yeah. Well, he's
was he doing it in Germany?
He was working remotely, but that was his main job down in Santa Monica when he was
Santa outside. Monica.
Dang. Okay, wow. Well, he's told me the weirdest stuff.
I think we need to have him on a pod at some point in time.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
I'm a little disappointed. I'm now just finding out about this.
I apologize,
but again, odd.
100%, dude. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. All right.
Look at his eyes.
I'm just trying to think. You know.
Usually you wrap this up.
Yeah, I usually do, but like I'm still pondering it right now. It's weird. I'm in a bad place. Moving on. That's the news.
All right. Place. Can we please, for the love of God, bring on Aaron?
Sorry, I really kept her waiting there. Yeah.
Aaron, hello.
Hey there. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I thought she was talking to me there for a second.
Really proud of you.
You know.
Thank you.
It's for both,
hey,
yeah.
Well, you, during your bro's birthday party, spent about an hour lecturing me as to
why I should
get engaged and then get married. Mm-hmm. So, if anything, Steph probably owes you a big thank you for that big guilt trip.
I'm really proud of myself then.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah. I have no problem with the guilt trip I gave you. I'm okay with it.
No, you're on point. I appreciate it. All right, what do you want to start with? We got UFC, we got the French Open, and then I got to get a puck update. Puck yeah!
I think maybe we should do a quick UFC update because the French Open stuff is, I think, they're really interesting.
Okay.
We didn't get into it last week, but an interesting discussion to be had. So there were a few big fights this weekend. One was Nate Diaz versus Leon Edwards. This was a strange fight because it wasn't a headliner. It wasn't a title fight, but it was five rounds, which, as we all know, is unusual.
Yeah. Why is that?
Why was it? Do you know why it was five rounds?
You know what? I couldn't figure it out. I don't know why.
For non-title fight, right? And then five rounds for title fight?
I thought they went five rounds all around nowadays.
No.
Three rounds. Okay. It's three rounds. I think it's probably just because, you know, Nate Diaz is Nate Diaz and he gets whatever he wants. But I couldn't find a reason. But anywho, it went five rounds. Nate Diaz took a beating. He was just all beat up, bloodied. Edwards was winning the whole fight. And then round five, it looked like Nate might duke it out for the win. But what happened?
I said Diaz caught him at the end.
Yeah, he almost had him. Like, he landed a few huge punches, and Edwards, you know, barely stuck it out to the end of the fight, but he had just been so dominant in the first four rounds that Diaz couldn't pull it out. But it was a good fight. It was a great fight. Another notable mention for the night was Brandon Moreno submitted Davison Figueiredo for the flyweight title. Moreno was the first Mexican-born champ.
Let's go, baby.
Yep. And then, so this was a trilogy fight. It stinks because Figueiredo now claims he wasn't feeling very good when he went into the fight. But, you know, he was going to do his duty and he was going to fight anyways. So now he wants a fourth fight. First fight, Figueiredo won. Second fight was a draw. Third fight, Moreno won. So I don't know. We'll see. But you know.
So they want to do
feeling good.
He wants to come back and do another one?
Of course, because their second was a draw. So they are like 1-1.
The old rubber match.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then the big fight of the night was obviously Israel Adesanya versus Marvin Vettori. If anyone thought that this was going to go any way other than Adesanya winning, you're crazy. It was his third consecutive title defense, and he's just so dominant. This is, you know, I don't know who's going to take him down. He said he wants to fight Robert Whittaker, and I would be surprised if Dana White doesn't grant him that, so...
There you have it. Take us to the French Open. What did we miss?
French Open. Yeah, so Novak Djokovic wins it for the men. This is his 19th Grand Slam, so he is one behind Nadal and Federer. And he is the youngest of the trio. He's only 34. Nadal is 35. Federer is 39. So there is a good chance he's going to be the greatest of all time. And this year, he has the opportunity to win the Golden Grand Slam. I had never heard of this until today. But what it is if you win the four majors and then also if you win at the Olympics. So since he's already won one, he's only got the U.S. Open, the Australian Open, and Wimbledon to go. So he's got potential, and this is incredibly rare. I think the last time it happened was like 1968.
That's wild. Okay. I've never heard of that either. Who won on the women's side?
A nobody, and I'm going to try and say her name, but it's Barbara Krejcikova.
It wasn't Serena Williams, so it doesn't matter.
Or Naomi Osaka.
Yeah, nobody cares. Unranked, so it is incredible, and she actually also won in the doubles. So it's not like she's a bad tennis player, but it is pretty crazy. I think what the biggest, I don't know, I told you earlier today, Drew, I put it in quotes, but the controversy with Naomi Osaka, mm-hmm. who did not end up playing because she pulled out because she didn't want to sit through the press.
Yeah.
And there was, I mean, it happened last week, but you know, it was kind of like, it's sort of starting to build steam, and just really interesting because I think it's gonna hamper her in the future. She has the potential to be better than Serena, and to pull out because she doesn't want to quote unquote people that doubt me. You know, it just feels, you know, there's mental health and then there's, you know, not being tough. And I know it's a fine line between those two things, but,
you know, I'm with you, Aaron, because the way she came about it the first time, when she came back and explained that she's never been good in these moments, she gets incredibly anxious and does not enjoy doing the press conferences. That was more relatable. But the way she kind of stated it, her first statement was kind of like, this is dumb that we're even doing this. We shouldn't be doing it. And kind of put it out there as if all players shouldn't have to do this and it's a waste of everyone's time. And it's like, wait. There's a reason you get $53 million in sponsorships, right?
Yeah.
Because the press does get to know you and tell your story, right? And so I thought the way she came around the second time and explained herself a little bit more, if she had done that on the front end, there's a little bit more empathy that could have been extended to her. But the way she went about it on the front end was pretty tough to get around that. And so I understand why people weren't super stoked on what she was saying. And she's basically like, yeah, this is a waste of time. And it's like, yeah, but this is also how you're getting paid.
How old is she again?
She's very young.
Yeah, she's like, what, 19? She's
22.
22.
Right? Okay, never mind then. But either
that's
way.
Still really young.
Yeah, still very young.
Very young. Incredibly young.
And kids these days, I feel at this point, don't have that social presence anymore of being able to present yourself in a certain way. It's all behind a screen these days. Actually having to put yourself out there in a, you know, talk to your people in person.
Yeah.
Much more daunting.
And then I would say on top of that, she is growing up in a time when there is incredible feedback, right? So before 100%. They just did press conferences yep. because there really was no other way to get your name out there.
Yeah.
Times are changing, and I'm sure she gets an absurd amount of hate on the internet because that's how the internet works
no
when you're
doubt.
Famous.
No doubt. Yeah, and it's not to say, hey, just toughen up, kid. Like, these are times where we're more sensitive to mental health, and mm-hmm. we should be more aware. And I don't have an issue with if that's why she's pulling out of a tournament. If that's the reason, absolutely. But her messaging, the way she went about it the first time around, was awful. So I'm with you, Aaron.
Went over like a brick.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you. Well, Aaron, we have a ton of show to get to, and we have 4 minutes to do it. So I'm going to bid you adieu. We will catch you next week. Great as always. Thank you, and we'll chat with you next week.
Talk to you later, guys.
Later. Yeah. All right. Did you have something?
No.
Oh, I thought you put your finger up. Turn.
No.
All right, Rudy's picks, really quick.
Rudy's picks.
Hold on. I still have to tee you up. Sorry.
For the last 2 or 3 minutes, it's the name Rudy.
All right, Rudy, your picks.
Real quick, we got the Euros right now. We got France over Germany tomorrow, baby. Let's go.
Big one. Big one.
I like it.
Paired up with the Giants over the D-backs. Pair those up together. It's 3-1 odds. Let's get this money, boys. Let's go.
Ayo. All right. Hall of Fame. Let's get it.
A place reserved for unquestionable greatness. A title worthy for only the very elite. A prize many will vie for, but only one will win. Each week, this is the TBP Hall of Fame.
Yeah. All right, we're going to figure this out live on air because we have some real controversy. Derek,
first time it's happened here.
Explain to the people
what
happened.
First time on TBP right now. So last week, we had our Hall of Fame entries. Now, I put up what I thought was a sure winner. I really did. I was like, if this doesn't happen, I'm going to be really scared. But Simone Biles and Chocolate Chip Cookie Dough apparently came in a tie. I apologize. Simone Biles and Downtown Chico. Downtown Chico got into Catching Flights handily beat out Chocolate Chip Cookie Dough.
Obviously.
Yeah.
What would you rather have, Chico, ice cream or a vacation? You know what I mean?
Downtown Chico and Simone Biles had themselves a tie.
I think we just run it back.
I think we have to run it back right now. We're running it back.
Okay.
All right. Yours and mine are already taken.
All right. Wow.
We didn't have a winner last week.
So wait, do we run it back where you and I go against each other again?
Yeah, we have.
Okay.
Yep. So, all right. We need you, the fans, to pick a winner between.
Yep. Figure it out.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. All right. Do you want to do foot and mouth or you want to do grinds my gears?
Well, do you guys not have a pick or are we?
No,
we have to run it back right now.
We're running it
back this week right now to figure it out. Yeah.
Oh, the whoever faces one.
Peel the face out, catching flight.
Okay. Okay.
Like to steal the dominant force out there.
Yeah. All right. Okay. You know, fair.
Yeah, we need to figure this out right now.
Yeah.
We need the people to decide. Like, I don't want to be the executive.
We can't just have.
I can't be a dictator over this Hall of Fame. Like, that's not me. That's not this Hall of Fame. I will never do that. I'll never take that power.
I appreciate that.
It's up to the people.
It is.
Yeah.
And I leave that. And I have to.
This is the people's choice.
Yes. People's choice. So I need to get that out to the people to let them decide again.
I agree.
You got it, guys.
Foot and mouth or grinds my gears?
It's a tough one right now. Let's just do a grinds my gears because I feel. Rudy's got one, I know, and
you
there's just
one?
So much to get into in the footballing world. He's
not
enough
time.
We'll
probably have more to talk about next week.
There'll be more games. Cool.
We'll have a foot and mouth pod coming out this
week. Are you ready?
Yes. No. Go for Rudy. Rudy has one in the bag right now.
All right. Oh, yeah, I do. Yes.
Let's do it.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When you're at a restaurant and the guy orders before the lady.
Oh.
Come on, dude. Have some common sense.
Yeah.
Bro. Like
that's
either
a good
order
one.
For that young lady. And then order for yourself, but don't order before her.
I will always say the ordering for the young lady always feels a little sus to me.
That's slightly sus.
Always the middle,
the girl
why?
Talk.
Like,
you know what's sus to me? The fact that you keep saying sus today.
Why am I
you're the, not the person to use
How old are you?
Thank you for bringing this to my attention.
I apologize to all our listeners out there.
You're being very suspect.
Right now, it's over. Never to be said again. If you ever said it again, I will pay $5 fine for it. I'm going to do a $5 imposing a $5 fine every single time I say the word sus. That doesn't count. I'm not saying it doesn't count.
No, that's fair. From now on.
Never again will I say it. That being said, it's very a little weird when I see that. Now, there are times when some girls are like, you just do it for me, you know?
If the girl goes, go ahead, because I'm not sure yet.
That's fair. But obviously, yield to the lady first.
Yeah, ladies always first.
All right. I got a quick one, and then you got one?
Yeah, I got
one. And then we'll wrap it. All right.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Drake.
Okay, fair.
Why are you at every game? Why are you yelling at a high school ref, Drake?
Are you kidding me?
Right, yeah. You don't care about Bronny James. Oh, wait, you do because you care about every celebrity, Drake.
Ain't no scary about Drake. It really was.
That was like, come on, bro.
Completely ridiculous.
And
Bronny lost the championship, too.
Well, that was Bronny Jr. first game back, right?
Yep.
He was like suspended.
Yeah, he's out there running in the middle of the court after a dunk in a high school game. Relax, okay? All right.
You know what really grinds my gears?